five sconces and the natural impetus. Then through the power of the Buddha, venerable Shari Putra, said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of a Buddhist trained who wishes to follow the practice of profound practical wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Sharipati Putra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. Five skandhas being purely of inaction emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. Having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, until no old age of death and no exhaustion of old age of death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. Since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te yata om gate gate paragate parasam gate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then when the Blessed One arose from that samadhi, he said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, O Avalokiteshvara, that he is full of well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One has said this, the Venerable Sharipati Putra, and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah, no. Dahi chunyan jipe sonam ti drola penchir sanjay rupasho.
Kahi andhik mande chinte. Shogo sunja da chongang. Tanga 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 Sungja. Kunshusun, Jai Sanji Tang, Piji made him with the net. What the night in Dwar? That disagree with Tang and Jo. And Kua Tang is soon good doing la. And so Tada la. Nisun Tada Lis, Jobala, Nikoko Chosung Gundu, she was on. Nikoko Chosung Gutonk under the race, no. The good day, sir. Pen and Napa, nobody patching in, no. Napa, Pen and Napa. Nechimbu samba tene asri. Neli tabala asri. And it would paint the guru on Kunjusung and the Mambat paint the asri. And the man the table and met our chumas were tagging the dad guru as Mamba asri. And the Mamba asri. And knew you soon good and Nella never did that. Gentle didn't be the metric and a good jujimina. Queer so good matter what the soon get tani, Mazana yard. No quality, but about to go my racing study.
So, first of all, it is important to remember that we are all within this cyclic existence, which means we are not freed from suffering at all. Regardless of one's physical condition, whether one is very healthy, one is free from sickness at this particular time. But we are never freed ourselves from this prison of samsaric existence. So we are confined within the prison of samsaric existence, propelled by our past karmic deeds and delusions. So now it is important for us to identify ourselves as a person who is actually always suffering from sickness of three poisons. And so now, how can we really overcome the sickness of three poisons is by taking refuge in three jewels. And we need to take refuge in complete three jewels, it says. Just as the individual who is undergoing suffering, physical pain and suffering and so on, and someone who is a sick person, and person need to be seen by a physician and prescribed the medications and medicines needs to be taken. And then there must be someone who assists the sick person to actually take the medicine and so on and so forth. In the same manner, in order for us to free ourselves from the secular existence, free ourselves from the sickness of the three poisons, and we need to understand that importance of taking refuge, fervent refuge in three jewels from the depth of one's heart.
Joseph Yun, the Sun Yes, Tate Chi. Nipa, Josu Sung, Jetena Kari Resina, the two Sangi Gunshu Gisri, Yetin Yasri, Della Jetin Yili Simdu, Yili Isri, Tambo Nens, Ranjipa, Tanji Li, Duaji Bugri Isri, Demena Chichawa, Nepensu Tansri, Danto Jimana, Pensin Dili. Dili di meni yinto ozi piken jo yu rani jipa tangji li dini yin jipa tangji li dhi meni li o dandak niyo tangji pa tangji sangji pa na jima yin chintak dini ki ma dhi sin zi nipa jo sundu yi jo zi ne da zu sangji kuncho ne kuncho ki yotin di yis li da la jo zi yi li yis li tangbo rani jipa Tanchi li duwa te esri. Deme na chi chi pa nang pensun tansri. Nang to chi pa nansri. Pensun dili nang muni yento. Drinkin jo yu rani jipa tanchi li duwa ji gui nang pensun ta gini kuchu tamari kumari te tanchi li ta ki tang sanji kuchu sanji rang ji gui esi nisari. Jipa tanchi li dui ni esi. Yenjipa, Tanji, Duni Gumaris, that Sanji can do that mina. But then by Sanji and Jipa Tanji Lee. Dua yentes. Henji, Sanji, Tumba, Santa. I live Mumuda Jirijo, tell me how to change his rush. You can't do this. Yenjipa Tanji.
So here, when we talk about taking refuge in Chijo, first it comes to the taking refuge in Buddha. Buddha's is someone who is who can complete state of enlightenment by abandoning all those negative thoughts and emotions, delusions, its root, along with its roots. And who have gained all those excellent qualities, the positive qualities, and who possess all those excellent qualities, and who have overcome all those negativities. And that is what is meant by Buddha. So this is the object of refuge, of Buddha, to whom we take refuge in, to whom we take pay homage. And so therefore, when you talk about taking refuge in Chijol, first we take refuge in Buddha. And Buddha, when we are taking refuge in the Buddha, so one must think about this, the quality of the Buddha, reflect one's mind upon the qualities of the Buddha. And so therefore Buddha can protect us from this suffering of cyclic existence. And if we take a refuge in someone who has not been able to free him or herself from the cyclic existence, it's simply not possible for him or her to free others from prison of cyclic existence. So therefore, when we take refuge in teachers, a Buddha has a quality that has overcome the entire negativities and accomplished entire excellence, is the quality, the excellent qualities. So therefore, he or she has a complete state of positive qualities and then abandon entire negativities with their imprints. So he or she has a full capacity to free us from cyclic existence. So this is the kind of individual or the object of refuge to whom we pay homage or take refuge in.
That temba sanji jundi nengi pa tangji li juwa yin tesa ta. Hen hengen ki isin sanji ma dungwa ndene kata hengen ta sanji dungwa dungwa sante esri. Jodu penchans, da jodu penguris, no matu batans, jibu koto, majidan, lāmbā chē, nā chūng tīpū, chēmbā bēbā nā sē, dā chōmbā yīn tāngchī, tā tī mācī tāngsē ngā tī, tā tī sāngchī tā tī rūkāng jōtū pēng yore yē sē, pēng tā nā mōmbā chē rūng nē sē, dā chōmbā yīn tāngchī, jī nī, nā kā lā pī chāng sē, sāngchī nī jī pā mē pī yī sē, nō chūng tī wā nzē pā rē, sāngchī, ຍັງດາກັງກາດີຣາຈະມັນຈະຄາຍາປືນະຄາຍາຕັນດິນຍີກຣີຊາຈິນນະຈາບາແມບາຈິຄໍທັບປະທານຈິຈັມບາຍິດເດກະສາຈິນນະສິນຈິບາແມບີຍີຊະນະຈຸນຖ້າຕິວັນຈະບາຣີຊິນະຈິກັນທັບຕິວັນຈະບາຕາສິນຍັງດາຍັງດາປີຈິຈິມະດຸນໂຕຈຸນຍີ
ຄໍຈາຊິເດມາຊາຄິນຊິຄໍລະເນໂຕຈານເນມານີບີຣັງຈີປາຊຸນນີຊະຕາຕຽວໄປຄິກຸນຈັນດາຊິມຸຈິຈິຈິຈິວ່າອ່າໂນຊໍອ່ານັນເດກຸມມາດັນຕະດິມາຊຽວຈາອ່າຕະດິມາຊຽວເລໂອຈີຄິຈັນດວ່າຕະດາລີໂນຊໍຊັ້ນເລມຕືບີຣັງຈີປາຊຸນນີຊະ
ດີຊິດີຊິປິຈິຕາຊໍເບຍເບເບຊິເບເບຊິນັ້ນດາປິຈິເຕເບດານິເຕຊົມເຊເບຕົມະຄາມາຈີເບຊິເຕມະກາຊາທາແມບາຊິເມດຸງກີຈີຊູຈີລາຊິຍິນລີຍິນລີຍິນປິດີຊິ マジョンアスナジャンスリ。ケネテンチコーチランキホアラニパメパ。オンスリ。ンバマパマ。ジャチョジスンス。ダダジャンス。ディパチャタン。ジバパンビス。トジランジバタンジリ。ディテンバインステロワ。シンディスナトラジマダ。ナソン。
So it says if someone who has gained the state of enlightenment, then such an individual is completely free from fear. Both the fear free from a fear of mental fear and as well as the physical fear, it says. Therefore, even if someone engages in the actions of planning to kill the enlightened beings, and he or she has no fear of their actions, because they are completely free from the fears, both physical and mental fears. So if you look at the Buddha's story, and you will find all kind of physical harm that has been, it has been tried by a lot of Maras to inflict harm upon the harm upon Buddha. However, they haven't been able to actually harm Buddha, both physically and mentally. In fact, all those individuals who are actually engaging in those actions of inflicting harm upon the Buddha, they themselves was then become really, mentally and physically tamed by the Buddha's power, and they have actually turned into a positive or the better individual, better person. So this is the kind of quality the Buddha possesses, and this is the kind of person who possesses this quality to whom we must take refuge. And then here again, when we take refuge in such an individual, such a noble beings, we are not really you know, talking about it is totally different from oneself. Whatever the quality the Buddha has achieved, and we do have potential within us to achieve this, the quality that has been achieved by the Buddha. So therefore, when we take refuge in Buddha, we are actually taking refuge in Buddha who has actually gained the state of enlightenment. And yet at the same time, we're also taking refuge in our own achievement of Buddhahood, which is the resultant refuge. So when we take refuge in three jewels, you are not only taking refuge in Buddha who has gained the state of enlightenment, but also you're taking refuge in one's own, you know, accomplishment, one's own achievement of enlightenment in the future. Thus, one is taking refuge both in the causal refuge, taking refuge in causal, one is taking refuge in causal object of refuge and the resultant object of refuge. So then here when we talk about it, we are not freed ourselves from the cyclic existence. And here we're not really talking about that we are forced to be within this cyclic existence by someone else. There is no other, you know, external obstacles for us. The real, you know, dictator that dictates us, you know, that govern us and controlling us and confine us within this cyclic existence is within us, within our continuum, which has been inflicted harm upon us from the beginningless time up until now. So that is known as nyomong, or the delusions, and root cause of all this delusion is ignorance. So here again, the Maripa, I've been talking about that all the time. So we have to talk about this and we have to think about this Maripa or the ignorance, because it's not really easy, something that can be defeated overnight. It's a very tough and the strong and very powerful foe that we are facing right now. And our practice of the Dharma is to tackle that. And we have to find a way to tackle, how to tackle that, to free ourselves. And, you know, then the, you know, damage their powers, in other words. So until and unless we are able to tackle this root cause of our delusions and abandon this, eliminate this root cause of our delusions, We will never be free ourselves from the cyclic existence. We will continue to undergo sufferings. We have undergone suffering from the beginningless time up until now. And if one is unable to identify this root cause of our suffering, which is ignorance, and tackle this and try to overcome this, and we will still continue to undergo sufferings. And their suffering will never end, and we will always remain within the cyclic existence. So therefore, it is for this purpose we take refuge in three jewels: Buddha as a physician, and the Dharma as actual medication, and the Sangha as someone who assists us to overcome our sicknesses and so on. Whenever we engage in the practice of the Dharma, and our practice of the Dharma is to dedicating towards at least have a favorable rebirth in one's future or the next life. That is the least criteria is required for the Dharma practitioner. And so then if one is able to, do a better than this, then one can practice can be dedicated towards achievement of liberations. And then at best, the achievement of complete state of enlightenment for the benefit of all the sentient beings. So those are the three primary intentions or the motivations one need to cultivate when one takes refuge in three jewels. So if we are unable to cultivate those kind of motivations when one takes refuge in three jewels, then one's practice of the Dharma will become, mere, cause for, cyclic existence, mere cause for, even if one engages in the virtuous deed, and if virtuous deed may help us to take a rebirth, but this will still cause us to take a rebirth within this cyclic existence. It is not possible for us to actually accumulate cause that enables us to free from the cyclic existence. So if we accumulate either one accumulate merits or the virtues or the non-virtues, or engage in virtues or non-virtues deed. And this will always become a cause for something, and it will give rise to its result. If one engages in the practice of the virtuous practice, it will become a cause for taking rebirth in a favorable rebirth, cause for a favorable rebirth, such as three realms, three high realms. And then if one engages in the non-virtuous actions, and as a result, one takes rebirth within the three law realms, the state of three law realms. So we are very certain to take rebirth in these two categories of the existence, higher existence or the lower existence. And we are, if one is unable to recognize this, our inner enemy, innermost enemy, and unable to tackle that, unable to, you know, have a battle with this inner enemy and defeat this inner enemy, we are very certain to take, you know, rebirth within these two categories of the existence, most likely in the lower, you know, realms of existence. Because all of this, you know, the rebirth within the lower realms or the upper realms, or sorry, the higher realms, those are all one's own accumulations of the virtues or the non-virtues. It's on one's own karma and the delusions. So no one will force you to take a rebirth in the hell realms, undergo a tremendous amount of sufferings. No one will force you to take a rebirth in the preta realms, having as undergoing tremendous amount of suffering, such as hunger, thirst, and so on. And similarly, no one will force us to take a rebirth in the animal realms. It is we who actually engage in the actions that become a cause for taking rebirth in all of those existence. So therefore, if one engages in the taking refuge in three jewels, practice of taking refuge in three jewels, making sure that your practice of taking refuge in three jewels is done on the basis of cultivation of appropriate motivation.
Hi, Joel, and indeed, to the Chippo Gunsita Gulu Saji Tunja can be a Chippo Church and Chippo Kita, you know, the Chichi means a messing at the Dunji Gugu Sari. Dunji manage. And Chimajoachi, and then Hamachi Yagi Gigi and Dibutan and say, Yagi Chimajoachi and the man, and the key to tell Lodi that Jandi and Yakazina, Salari Mundi, and the Kurma can do different Penji, never know what you in the Gaiser, never realistic do. That Chisan Di Rinchabori Mana, Chisan Tien Dawa Toyo Mari Yis. Ani Hla Adich, Adich Hla Rici. Ani Hla Mene Hama Yis. Ta Hama Yis, Ani Hla Yama Yin, Mene Yama Yin, Kachi Yin Yisari. Diyan Chindala Chie Mene Ki Ki, Ani Desi Rinchabori Mana Yerken Tanda Chin Yisari. Ku Hama Yanti Kante Simi Tanga Nde Sam Tanda Chin Yisari. Diyan Tanda Ri Yis. Achi Yaki Yudang Anzo Meri Yis. Maybe ten, Lutendalo, a gilling devoted Lutendalo, so rank a chicken, tiji luji ki tu na sanji kwaal tebi thapa to sanji to riz. An tiji na dacha tenpa te yang, an ji jaarun vaju na papa ji na te ka nga te, an tiji luji na rangi giwa du. An ten te lo, mi lu ten te lo, dawa yore, dungi ay munji yore is. Ngo ti itni dungi na 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 ki te ka nga chi ni. An tiji luji ki tu na abu rangi ju na ka te tim. An ten di luji tu na nga to sanji singe de dacha tenpa sanji ya, jirmu sanji ma sose ya te ka na ki ya zo tu ju yore. What the name is at you? Than the me, Lieutenant, the Ganzo Jadon, me, Lieutenant, but you. A tea, nonia, Ganzo Chutasa, then I did by. You are Iris and Robert and Megan, the Nanon, you can achieve the other Hirak, you are checking yourself. What the name, me, Lieutenant, is? What tea, Tilo? Then I do tea, Machua Jig, Grace, and what that journal knows your local, and we go carriage in a colo, Jacket, Jigisayan, Dwanji, Ramon, the Kaka, you go, Maris, can do it. You know, she was a deep as a shark, you want to give out your marriage. What the God do, Grace? What the cigarette?
So, this virtuous actions, the actions of the meritorious actions, will then become a cause for taking rebirth in the high realms. The three higher existences, such as God, demigod, and human realms. Those are the three higher or the fortunate realms. And so then here, even if we are, one has taken within those three realms, even if one has taken a rebirth within the higher realms of the God realms or the Deva realms, we are not free from suffering. At the moment, when one has taken rebirth within the Deva realms, one will be, one will have a luxurious life, heavenly. It's just heavenly luxurious life. But once you have all your virtuous cause, the virtuous karma that you have accumulated are exhausted, and then you will fall back. Not only in the lower realms, but even in the hell realms. So therefore, it is not, we are not, you know, even if you take rebirth in this Deva realms, you are not free from sufferings. You will fall back all the way down to the hell realms and undergo tremendous amount of sufferings. And then, and once you have taken rebirth in the hell realms, then one will undergo suffering for eons and eons. It's not a matter of couple of years or a hundred or a couple of hundred years, but eons we will have to undergo sufferings and so on. And so, and the same, and the people when one take rebirth in the demigods and so on. So then now here, as a rebirth, as a human beings. We have two different rebirth within the human realms. One is the human rebirth endowed with leisure and fortune, which means who has a not only that you have found this, you have gained this human rebirth, but also you have opportunity to engage in the practice of the Dharma, and you have encountered the qualified spiritual teacher, and from whom you can receive the authentic teachings of the Buddha. And then another, the most important part here is when we, as a human beings, particularly as a Dharma practitioners, one must reflect one's mind upon the preciousness of this human rebirth, and pray the reality of finding this human rebirth, accomplishing this human rebirth, and preciousness of human rebirth, and potential of this finding this a precious human rebirth. So potential, when you talk about the potential, so within this human life, not only that we will be able to gain the state of liberation, but we can also, we have a full potential of gaining the complete state of enlightenment within this lifetime. So therefore, it is very important that we have to recognize this quality of human beings and human rebirth. And if we engage in the practice sincerely, and we can make this human rebirth purposeful and meaningful. Whether we make purposeful or the meaningful of one's human rebirth or not, it entirely depends upon one's own hand. It is within the palm of one's hand.
Tā mā pīpīyān sāndhāndhā, yā māmū, pīcī āñjū yā cī māmā mā kāyāgāndhā, gōdhāyān sāndhāvrī. Tā pīlā, āñjū kumā rāpa jī nōlō yō nā, chalū mā sī pīgirī yēs nā, nā tibālī jī māmā dē nā sōsā nōgā mēndā jī kumā yō nā chalū mā pīgirī wā. Pī nā gōdhā mā mā jō nā, kumā yā yōngu rō, kumā mā kāyāgāyān sāndhāvrī, gōdhāyān sā wā tarī. Nā gōdhāyān dā lāndhāyān nā, āñjū tū dē, tā tūng dī bīgirī dā, āñjū gā jī jū rū. Men kami ya kanka na tsang han tanda ji pato ngadu dungi nu ju gen tanda yin la cha ju mandra nu gen de ne ngadu thuma mari pa se gende zwa ri se te me pa zwa la ne khu gin za na ke mai ba to ni to be hero ta ne gi gi re se mu le ne de ne to ni to be hero de kuma da ma su no kuma no lo na ma pi gen san da ba to ni to be hero de che ki no no mo ma ba zeng ne ne khu ya no mo ya yang ju ya he wo gen me kya ken na go den se wo de no Chikonshu Kui mei sato nga kanga kiku maro, o neyu gu nai su do gendeng kuchu ni peri. Nga 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 chi nga mo chi, chi kinti menda chi tu nga la,
So just as the physician prescribed the medications, so actually the physician is actually prescribing the medication, but actual elevation from the sickness is to take the medicines, right? Medications. So it is through taking these medications, one will then be able to elevate oneself from the sickness. Similarly, we receive the teachings of the Dhamma from the Buddha himself. And whether it's again become an antidote to your delusions or the mental afflictions, it's dependent upon how you implement the teachings of the Dhamma. Not only just you're taking the Dharma and listening to the teachings of the Dharma, but one must implement this, the teachings, whatever the teachings that one has received, make it a practical use rather than just mere listening and living in the state of in the intellectual level, but rather bring those teachings of the Dhamma within the emotional level and make it effective to one's emotions and thoughts. So therefore, the taking refuge in the Dhamma is the Dhamma is what we call the actual refuge. It is a primary refuge or the actual refuge, because Dhamma is the main antidote for alleviating all the mental sickness of delusions, in other words, ignorance and so on. So the Dharma jewel, as you may know, that's the real Dharma jewel is the wisdom realizing emptiness, which is a path leading to cessation in the path. And those are the main object of refuge. And this is the main antidote or the primary antidote for alleviating entire delusions. And it enables one to gain the state of not only liberation, but also the state of enlightenment. So so here then, we, as the practitioners of the Dhamma, it is not mere sufficient or the adequate just praying to the Buddhas, just taking refuge in three jewels. I take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. But rather, why I'm taking refuge in Buddha? What is the purpose? Why I'm taking refuge in the Dharma? What is the purpose? Why I'm taking refuge in the Sangha? What is the purpose? Think about why you are taking refuge in three jewels in brief, and what is the purpose of taking refuge in three jewels? So our purpose, the sole purpose of taking refuge in three jewels is to, longing ourselves, have a genuine desire to become ourselves. We as who they are, like a Buddhas, who have accomplished entire excellent qualities and abandoned entire negativities and so on. So here we are not really talking about when we take refuge in individuals and that we take we you know leave aside as a you know three jewels that are totally you know separate from oneself, and we will keep praying in the presence of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, you know, endlessly. This is not what we were doing. We are taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha is that by seeing the potential within yourself, to become yourself as they are, like to the potential of actually accomplishing the positive quality that has been accomplished by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And this is, you know, one thing that we really need to remember and we really need to bear in our mind, that really become an inspiration for yourself, to inspiration for you to take refuge in individuals, if you are able to reflect your mind upon this, and if you can think in this way. So so then it is through the practice of the Dharma one overcomes, one is able to overcome one's, you know, delusions and then its ignorance, ignorance which is the root of our delusion, the root of our cyclic existence. So so then, you know, there is not a single Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who have not gone through the same experience as we do. They have gone through the same experience as we do. They were ordinary beings like ourselves. They were not primarily enlightened beings. They are not primarily bodhisattvas. They are all at the same situation as we do, and they've gone through the same experience as we do. And so it is through their practice they're able to cultivate the path. And by meditating on path, they are able to actualize the cessation and free themselves from the cyclic existence and liberate themselves from cyclic existence and gain the state of enlightenment finally. So then, you know, let's take an example of Buddha Shakyamuni and other enlightened beings such as Padmasambhava and so on and so forth. All of them, the enlightened men, enlightened beings, were not really primordially enlightened. They are all ordinary beings like ourselves, taking a rebirth within this cyclic existence countless, innumerable times. So it is through identifying themselves the potential for gaining complete state of enlightenment, through identifying the obstacles that you know prevents them from gaining state of enlightenment, and had a very strong battle with this inner foe, and then overcome this inner foe, and they defeated this inner foe, and finally gain the state of complete state of enlightenment. So if we try to identify ourselves, identify our inner foe, innermost foe, or the enemy, which is the ignorance, and try to tackle that, and try to have a battle with that, and try to defeat that, then we were actually following the actual footsteps of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and get to be able to gain the state of enlightenment.
Mamala chu sanje chu 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 go jo yelu ye to kare re san ngang zo han ta chi pa de du bu ti do ni kwa ge ne al ta pa ri ki cha chu ni so de kare re san thum ba mari pa sing de ra ne mari pa sing ne yi ge ne ta zo chu mari wa chi ten mayin kenji chi khan de re zhe en mari pa do kan re se na na ngan zo ji zang ni ma ji de ge pa ma le ten ge re sa le ten ge re tong wan de ten pa na khong ban da bu ji pe chan na mo bu ji ten ni ten de ge re te en su su ngi ni pa zang wan di na ji kan ten ni tu ba ran da bu ji zhe ni ge du se le Pesha-nanda tere, pa-na nabu-chi nro-da-ma-tau, nro-da-ga-cho-lu-lu-lu, nama-ji-na, nro-kambu-ma-ni-ma-tu-sha-na, kiro-chi-ga-ma-ra-ni, cho-lu-lu-lu, sen-du-da-chin-ta-na, nro-ga-nago-kuru-sa-be-na-da-bu, nago-chi, papu-chi-pun-chi-ta-ung-gu-ru-wa, ten-ung-di-ta-ung-ta-di-lo, ka-ng-la-ya-mo-ti-ken-chi-chi-tu-ung-ri-sa-mi-ti-ng-ri-ta-li-ya-ma-ra-ku-cho-lu-nago-da-ta-ng-ra-cho-lu-ka-ng-ga-ten-gu-gu-ri-sa-gu-ri- Anda ngaco kerja tu, thoma mari ngaco cip pama tu mumpu cip tiang dua hari masa tu aku ngaco tiang. Thoma mari pada kita dah main kengi. So so rangun cip tiang tiang mungkin pas si rangun cip tu mana je kendi hari ini. Anku rangwa rangso tu main kau ni kian tiang mungkin pas je anda dajen ni aje mumpu je kuzu kiri. Anda ngaco lo kuat kerja tu pula ada thoma mari pas tengi dek. So so rangwa rangso tu pas je kendi. Anku kian dek lo dem. Kuala tabi tapa toji yoro kui yodong kari reisi ni kui hiyan nahi yo mari reisi. Ani kui hiyan nahi mepa ni tuma mari pada mepa zoji ndoosi. Mepa suji kosa tuni tubi hiro sengen tesendiri. Tuma mari pagi hiyan nahi ten mayinba. Tumba sengen tesendiri. Tuma mari pa koronga rong rong tuma hiyan nahi ganzu renji mani. Tine hiyan nahi mayinba tuki nge. Ula tala tuni tubi hiro tung tung se rangin tuba de paka ni. Ani koronga. Tumbajan tobi loo seng teche ure. Ngansi neto pura da kutuwa nahi. Rang ngini tuba mo rang suk tuba mahi pa. Ngansi tuma mahi pa hima nahi mahi pi. Dagar taba saji nendiwa nahi. Tuni tibi hiro diga rang ngini tubi tuma tobi loo. Tin tibi hiro teri. Ta tindai tuni tibi hiro degi. Ngansi kujuju nyamu de. Ma pisha giri is. Kun zata ngu sengi loo yunza tuma mahi pa di. Kini zata ngu giri. Toma Maripa gin zengyu tetan tuni tibi kero ni gin zengyu ni de lokari tuni tibi kero de ge tumba ne toma maripa de tumba ne lo shu rang ni tuban jen de ro te me pa zo to gri ge kin ze ta ngi me tuni tibi kero ge ne toma maripa de me pa zo gri ge sim ta toma maripa de me pa ta ga da lo pa ka ta ji de ge ma ri ne te lo dro je de ani ngin ju ge sam ba kwa le ne pa ji bi ngin ju ge sam ba de sian shu na na ne kwa le de bi ta pa to lu gri ge ani Tetchenji kui jali mugurinri. Nyenjung san kuali, nyenjung bi nyenjung kuali, chenta nyenjung bi nyenjung de doji guru madu tuni to be hero kono taji ki kuali to be tapa todo guru mari. Ta tere senji de la tuni to be tapa kuali nyu bi nyenjung chenne tuni to be hero de zanji kuali tapa toa ire dan de zanji de gari de mari. Nganzu roa roa ru se jen ta pa ma yin ki ma ma yin roa ru se jen ta ji to kone chimbu ri sa ya tuna kanga. Melting the good motto. Until you can't actually in the patient that you have with it. I think I won't tell you, Chick, to the Sangatin, and you got taken to good. Then I can imagine under the Lasha Agamarwa. What the night again, ten it to body is. And the night told you to be hero de lang in June, Samba Sensuna, and on their quality with tapas, the drachums, and what didn't turn to good. Drachabim, then you move on your way. What the night you get in it to be hero. Senjik tuni tibi hiro dhiga sen dhilo chan nyenjung samba sen na kuwaal tibi tapa tu rani drachan bi kuwaal tibi tapa tu ni chenji nato kito dhubwa mugiri tari. Ani tiki tino tiki chen tu lo drachan lo na chanchu ki sen sen ki tipa chenbi ki lo. Ani ngen kuwaal tu ani ngen tiyan da zojaan la mihi rangu dhuzi bi dhubwa tun tiyan lan jugu jibi. Ani kuno saan jiban diwa. Ani ngen se jen tangji da pa ma yinke ma ma yinke kari jina pa ba da sema saya tu ya kan. The Sijan at any Ugundus. At the Zuganga, that quig in the Chan, Tom Maribukan, Chan Degund, that's a Ganga Taj Gigundus. Not at the Matinatin. And the Naganga Talang Altan that Gibi Nipan and Mendus, and the Karichi Gundus, and Rani as Sanjini, and the Gajito and Sanji singing the Tajatin by Nagi, the Sanji was such a means Saka. Mele chune ji hegi ina, metel tipa chimbu kyu hegi no, tipa dingi kyu, metel loka la kare chumba te, suji nido suna, tomani do, soso ko, suji naki suna, dija kan suso kondukyo re. Anin rōyā kōrōng rōwā rō sēchīn pāsī kāpā āyā kītā jīg ngō sōng tō nirīm kāpā āyā tūpā tō sōng tūpā mā bā jāwā tā jā yī sēr pā hījā rā rā kā tīndā sāng jīg tūpā rā rō nī kīrō wā sēchīn kā tēng nā jē nī kū yō rē yē sē anin yīnā tā kū tā nā mē yē nā kā rā jē nā tā yē jē yī ngā jō kā jū jī sō sō lī gē jō jī trāng sō Singing the sanction, and Daja Temba Nahiji, and Chanchu sang, singing the Kanada, the Chamberson, and Chanchu sang with Conor Tinila. Yandian, me by the Jan Tanchi, the Mindyuri, me by the Jan Tanchi, the Min, and Yandian, the Zojan, Zandian, the Sanji, Toba, the Sanji, and the Jisno, Toba, and Debi, and Yandian, John, Nanko, Joseph, and Tijan, and Joseph, 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 조회제 날이 생각에 지쳐 나 장수 선바 선 티바 친구 간다 이제 장수 선 사지 이 말에 다 돈이 무슨도 돈이 그래 어다 돈이 무슨도 돈 아무도 때려 장수 선데 선 안도 지진이야 사지 그래 그래 사지 그야 된다 가르리나 세계 타지 그때도 돈이 있으니 세계 그 단다 알니 파면도 사생은데 지는 로아를 그때도 두바를 때는 손이고는 손기네도 손에 기준을 그거 마 사지로 다저때 막 기죠 그거 말 간지 송진 소소를 칸 타바 거트게 근데 이제 뒤자가 된 자 친구 이제 이거 누 상내 그 장수 생생 내가 생 상지 이상 된다 진설이
So if we were to trace from where those delusions are actually arises. If we were to, look for the sources of the delusions, and then we'll be able to find it, the source of delusions is our, ignorance. It's regardless of what kind of delusion that may be generated within us, it's all rooted in ignorance. So therefore, ignorance is the source of suffering, source of delusions, and it is a seat of samsaric existence. And so there, it is such a strong. The seeds and the very powerful seeds which give rise to multiple, countless negative thoughts and emotions. So now, how can we get rid of this such a powerful ignorance, which is the root cause of all our sufferings, root cause of our secular existence and root cause of all those delusions. Then it is through understanding the Dharma, what we mean, Dharma jewel in fact. Through proper understanding of Dharma jewel, one will then be able to uproot the root of sufferings, root of delusions, and root of secular existence, which is the ignorance. Because from the beginningless time up until now, we are actually governed by this ignorance, and we are enslaved by this ignorance. We just follow the instructions of the ignorance. And it is with the instructor itself is ignorant. And then suddenly the followers will not be able to actually go through a correct path. It is a logic. It's a fact. Because someone who is teaching you is a wrong teacher, and you will not learn the right education. You will not have a right education. In the same way, we were following, the ignorance. The ignorance the name itself is ignorance in avidya, or it's a marikpa, which is unknowing, an unknown mental factor. Itself is something that is distorted. The way it's perceived things and events in a very distorted manner. And we have been following this distorted thoughts from the beginningless time up until now. It is therefore, regardless of how wealthy we are, how powerful we are, and how learned and famous we are. We are always undergoing suffering. Why it is? Because we are following ignorance. Always. We are unable to follow the right path. And we're always going through the wrong path all the time, continuously. And you will never reach at your destination, something that is right for you, because you're always going through the wrong path. How can you reach the destination that is right for you, the right destination? So... So therefore, if we are able to reflect our mind upon this ignorance, that how much harm that has been inflicted upon us from the beginning this time up until now, then you'll have a strong aspiration to get rid of this ignorance from your system, completely from your mental system, in other words. And until and unless you find the faults in ignorance, you'll have no genuine aspiration to get rid of this ignorance from our mental system, from our continuum. And so when you find this, the fault, then you will then realize that all the sufferings, that unending suffering that I have undergone, that I have experienced, are caused by this ignorance. Then you will find, by whatever means necessary, to find a skillful means or the method to overcome this root cause of our sufferings, which is ignorance. With this understanding, then this will lead you to understand that your very existence, your very survival within this secular existence is caused by the ignorance. Then this will enable you to generate a strong revulsion against cyclic existence. Thus, one generate a genuine sense of renunciation. So then, if with this quality of generation of renunciation, will then lead oneself to not only that you have generate this renunciations, you have generated the revulsion against the cyclic existence, but you find a way out of this. You are disenchanted, and you have cultivated disenchantment with regard to this cyclic existence. Now, how can I really, be out of this? Just like you find a very environment that is not suitable for you. But you are being within that, you have to be in that particular environment. But you do your best to find something to, how can I really be out of that? Similarly, you find that you are in this secular existence and you have generated a revulsion against the secular existence. And then you are now, not only that you are pure, you're disenchanted by this being within the secular existence, but you are trying to get out of that. And how can I get out of that? What is the root cause of finding us within the secular existence? Then again, it will take you to identify this root cause of your secular existence, which is ignorance again. So now, how can I get rid of this ignorance? That is the question here. And then, how can we get rid of ignorance is how the ignorance perceives things in event. And what kind of opponent factor that we need to cultivate to overcome this ignorance. Because the ignorance perceives things and events in a very distorted manner with independent and exists by way of its own side, in the virtue of its own side. That is how the ignorance actually perceives things. And because just by praying and wishing to overcome suffering alone will not overcome this ignorance. Now we need to have an opponent factor. We need to find a strong opponent that opposes this ignorance. And in which case we need to find a correct way of understanding what things actually are. That is the opponent factor. That is the that is the mental factor that opposes the ignorance. So in a technical term, which is the wisdom realizing ultimate nature of reality, this needs to be generated. So how these two are opposes to each other, in terms of the mode of their apprehension, the object of their apprehension, right? So the ignorance avidya or the ignorance apprehends object exists by the virtue of its own side. Whereas the wisdom realizing ultimate nature of reality perceives things and even lacks existence by virtue of its own side. So those two ignorance and the wisdom realizing ultimate nature of reality directly opposes each other. So they cannot coexist for the sustained period of time, one without undermining other. So therefore, the more you generate wisdom realizing emptiness, which understand the ultimate nature of reality, the more, the declination can take place the ignorance. So therefore, it is through this generation of wisdom realizing emptiness, wisdom realizing ultimate nature of reality, will then be able to uproot the actual cause of secular existence, actual cause of delusions, and actual cause of our sufferings that has been that propel us within this secular existence, that enables us to cultivate negative thoughts and emotions, that enables us to undergo sufferings and so on. And this will then lead oneself to gain a state of liberation. Through understanding of the Dharma. And so then here, again, just mere accomplishment of liberation or the moksha alone is not sufficient. As a practitioner of Mahayana practitioner, we consider ourselves as the Mahayana practitioners. Then we need to think about entire mother sentient beings who have been very kind to us from the beginning this time up until now. So now how can I really repay their kindness? There's not a single sentient being who has not been once on mother in our past life. When we talk about the past life, it is a beginningless time. Up until now, so therefore, there's no such a single sentient being who has not been once my mother and who has not been kind to me. So now I need to repay their kindness. So I can repay their kindness. It is repaying their kindness, not we're not really, it's not really referring to just giving away some gifts or, you know, helping them for, you know, for time being and so on and so forth. So the here, the repaying their kindness is what we call the repay their repaying of your kindness, sorry, the state is to completely free from, not only free from suffering, but also to gain the, establish them in the state of, in the complete state of enlightenment. So at this particular time, I myself undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings, and I'm tormented by the sufferings, and I'm governed by all those negative thoughts and emotions, ignorance and so on. So therefore, I must put all of my efforts and energy to engage in the practice of the Dharma to overcome all those negative thoughts and emotions and gain this state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. This will then, you know, turn yourself towards generation of bodhicitta. So then, you know, right from the beginning of our day in the morning, as soon as wake up from your bed, and then try to, you know, shape one's motivation by taking refuge in teachings and having a genuine devotion and faith in teachings by reflecting one's mind upon the qualities of the teachings.
That's all.
So Kishla is saying we'll stop here today, and if you would like to ask some questions.
Understanding the mental continuum. I understand that this is the mental continuum that gets shaped and that goes from life to life and so forth, that accumulates the karma and so forth. But I really need to understand it better. This is the point where I need to understand that mental continuum.
My head was a good one. ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ、ただ mīgī zūdhī tōngkir wā, adirī, adirī, hīpā, āhīdī, jīhī nīhī māyīdā, āmbasā tā ngīnshir wā, āhīdā tā māyīchī khuā kukir wā, jīgī, āñjū dīgī dādā kukir īs, kukir īs mā tō, yā shiandā kintā āñjū kukir mā rīs īgī, dādā āñjū kukir wā, dādī. Mīhī dīgī yūdhī tōngkir īs, pāgī dīgī tōngkir īs mā tō, yā dādā mīhī tōngkir mā rā wā. Kālāgi tēndā bō tē, hākūngi tīlhī wāndē, nē tē, hākūngi tīlhī wāndē, hākī tē kā tōngu yō rē mā tō, shēndā kā tōngu mā rō wā. Nē rō tē ngā tē, jī kī tē, kālā rō wā yō mā yō tē, kālā jī tā nē, tā kī nā mā tō, kā jēlī tīlhī wāndē, jī kī tē kā nōngshā kī rō wā. Tē mā tō mī kī mā tā nē, kālā kī mō rē tē, mā rē tē ngā tē, trā tē khā kō kō mā rō, jī kī jī kī tē rē sī. Nē lū kī tē ngā tō, lū tē lō, jī tū wā tē, tā nē kī, lū kī tē lā kī rē rē rē. Yūgī nāwāndu, cāwāndu, tātā kāngāndu, zūp hīpādi kī. Nā mā mā mīngi hīpādi sēngi kī nāndu rītā, lūgī tā kākā yōngjī yā mā rā wā, wā tā yūgī hīpādi. Nā tātā kāngā lūgī āmbu tā yīgī. Nā zī mīngi nāndu rītā sētā, mīngi āmbu tā lā, mīngi lū yū chāwā lā, yū tā āmbu tā lā, yōnā jindu āmbu tā lā. Tēlī chā, tēnī hīpādi tō gugundu mā tō jī kī. Tēlī mā chā kī tō tō gugundu, nī mī zū nī rī tā kū mā rā wā, wā nā kī dā kī kāngāndu yū tā tī gugī rī. ん、てれ、あたせんきなきでら。あんどうぜへんのでね、きばかがで。とてんまどめんでまどたんぶうじちんのまで、せんしょろんどよまれ。あんどうぜかがつなきでどね。あんくてんのぐるわ。あんくてんでなきでのれな。あんばずせんがてり。ちゃはまでびせんなきでひばでパンド。んちゃはちまげ Lidl Malay Padl Padl Titin Dechena Kapu Yiji Higun Digo Yin Digo Yomadi. In a Kapu Giji Gin Digo Chapala Yomadi. A Tiparudra Anzu Mema Uchin Hindu Tanka to Chimbichi Sagina, a Padi in a go to Chimbichi Tugina, and a Kupi Chawatis under the main lieutenant of the Nachi Yabuchin and over the essay or take Chimbi Tech Jigu and taking a Kuchawatis in a Kapu Zanamanda. Zandawana ji tuyuna, zandamana ga chimbichi shagi yina, ku zandawana ga da hatarirga zandawana ga ku jawati zandoguri yisa. Ten ludilo, ku lu gyawati shagi, ku lu pende, nyandrama jiyaga lisa, niya dendro nama tanda ji nyangu yuri yisa. Kapa giji higu pa ndi, giji pa ndi chapa yu ma na maa kintura ji. O te pari chimbichi ga da teri ka. Ani maa cha chani jawana, ta mendawa ji nyangu yina, Tā kundu nā kāndā jīndi chāwā lēn, tā nī, jī tā nī kūrōng lē pēngu yō rō mā tō, tā rō tā kūrōng pādu lī yū chā dī yō nī sī jō tūyā yō mā rī.
So here, the mental continuum is the one that, you know, transcends from one life to another, right? This is what is meant by mental continuum. And so when we pass away from this life and your actual, you know, the body that you have, the physical aggregate is cremated and it turns into ashes, yet at the same time, your mental continuum will still exist and it will continue, it will transcend from one life to another, right? So there here again, when you talk about the mental consciousness, it is also, it is a mental continuum, it's a mental consciousness. So in the Buddhist classical text that we find, in terms of consciousness, we find the two different categories of the consciousness. One is the sense consciousness, another is the mental consciousness. So The sense consciousness are said to be a gross level of consciousness. And all those sense consciousness will be seized when you passed away. It will know, it will be ceased to exist. And so the sense consciousness, such as eye consciousness, nose consciousness, ear consciousness, you know, tongue consciousness, and body consciousness, and so on and so forth. And each of them has a different functions of sight, hearing, touching, taste, smells, and so on and so forth. But all of those are said to be consciousness, you know, namshi in Tibetan. And so those consciousness will be ceased to exist when one passes away from this life. And however, that your mental consciousness will still, you know, continue to exist and still continue to transcend from one life to another. So speaking about the mental consciousness, there are many different labels. Gross levels of mental consciousness, such as thoughts, conceptions, and so on and so forth, all of them. And we're not going to go through the explanation, we're not going to go to, you know, touch text or tantric, you know, text over here. But without going to the tantric text, we will not be able to actually have a lucid explanation of the subtle consciousness. Although we find a gross level of consciousness and subtle level of consciousness in the tantra, you know, in the sutra system, will not be able to actually find the lucid explanation that we find in the tantric, you know, a classical text. So, in brief, you know, the subtlemost consciousness is the consciousness that transcends from one life to another. And the subtlemost consciousness is the consciousness that serves as a basis for the arisal, although in other words, the arisal of all those negative, you know, virtuous deed or non-virtuous deed, or the karma. It serves as a basis for the, you know, in other words, the subtlemost consciousness is the keeper of your potencies, negative and positive potencies, based on your own actions. And it is not something that we can understand this, you know, mental continuum, which is a rigpa, you know, in the Tibetan, it's the same. It is not easy to, it cannot be understood in overnight, because one of the practices that we do is to find ourselves, our nature of our mind, which takes years and years to find an explanation and so on. But this is the rough explanation, and through these contemplations, you'll be able to move closer towards understanding of what is continuum, the mental continuum, and so on.
I'm a psychologist. I think of the mind a lot. I do this every day. Other people's mind, my mind. And it's really important for me to understand that, because otherwise it's like a lot of things don't make too much sense. I'm at the level where I'm at.
What's more or less, the same thing, Inchik suzu chik nyamlera cheven, kar cheven, chik tige, tis shivu ka chik tunda yuab sorab chida, ta nyuba yuab sorab tongu mida sinne, dat sem singende ngoto ya kaabu shivichir wata, di.
Ta inan dhirwa, sem singende dhirwa, zuhi namdi. Sem singende mi da, pa chung ya, tami kari khatin kandana dhanda chin, katsun dhanda dhanda chin, katsun dhanda dhanda chin, sonin dhanda dhanda dhanda, jen singe chiyunduwa, wadri hipa singende, chizangam singende hipa dhanda. Tan hibad dan the sense on hibuna adrava. Tan hibad. And then he hibad the lesson cigarette. And Saint Telan, Chili Menda, Saint John, Sunny, some chili, you to be chanji, Tony to be chanji, you keep it and the Hindi patch and mother. Sensing at the garden, Otienda, Mima, so and then Dama, the Mumbuchi tending again to a ludic tent to your mother, Kakaing tent to my chanting, hibad the same, hibad the tanger. Sensing that hibad the sandala. He put the last sand on St. and the same thing, and St. Jun sent Telema, Chucky, Chantoni to be Chinese teacher, Chanjus, and Check it by chin the sand, but check it chin and the same one just any by chant and killing my chin.
So,
what do you want?
So, in brief, you know, when you close your eyes and then you think a lot, right? And this is mind.
Yeah.
And so we can't, like according to the Gisha explanation, because we can't really, you know, pinpoint that it's the mind, right? We can't pinpoint and we cannot really, you know, concretely, you know, display that it's the model of mind. So it is, you know, it's experiential knowledge that we need. And that experiential knowledge takes time. So here, in order to understand the mind, and it is really good to, you know, I would suggest you to, you know, study the Lorik. It's the mind and mental factor, the studies of the mind and mental factor in Buddhist. And this will then, you know, enable you to understand the primary mind and the mental factors. There are 51 mental factors, Sosem and Semjung, primary mind and the 51 mental factors. And there are conceptual, non-conceptual, and so then there are also a lot of divisions that you will find. And then whenever you think, oh, that is conceptual, that is non-conceptual, you know, and whenever you see something through your eye consciousness, and you will see a difference, the way you look at things, you know, through your eye consciousness, the way you think. So it is a matter of whether there's involvement of mediation, the way you perceive things. When you perceive things, there are some things that you perceive through mediation, not direct contact with your consciousness, and not able to place, you know, able to nakedly see that particular object, or rather it requires some mediations, your understanding of through the mediations. In other words, a generic image. And then there are others, phenomena that can be understood directly. And this explanation you will find if you look at the Lorik. Lorik. So I think Ken know that, right? Lorik? Yeah. Lor and Rigpa, which is the mind and mental factor. It's a studies of the mind and mental factor. So it's really one of the good subject that if we can study that. It's a really, really good one. I think you have received, right?
Sandy, Sandy Zutan Kipa Kaya, my young Malam, Tenna, the Dundi, and Machan, Malam, the Dama, the Mending, the Tatanga Sandy, Hippa, Madulidic Minga Maraca, and Minga Mari. Well, Hippa sent the nature, Sand Sandy. And Sandy, Chow, Hamaya, your Mari, Tama, your Mari, Nazu, Tingi, Naki, Sakazak, Tang and Dabatina Sandy.
So the mind is beginningless and it is endless. So it is the mind that actually transcends from one life to another life. So everything is, you know, we are kind of like whatever the activities that is displaying, it is a play of our mind. It is an emanation of our mind. So at the same time, the mind is not something that is, you know, it's something that can be seen through one's eyes or that can be touched. And it is an abstract entity. And so if one really desire to have a proper understanding of the mind, then as I mentioned earlier, that we it is very good for us to, you know, focus on this subject of what is called the Lorik studies. And so, you know, we always talk about my mind. It is a universal human slogans. that we use my mind. This is my mind, and so on and so forth. Yet at the same time, we are unable to identify our own mind.
then
also we to the way you we identify a person or individual as a nice person or the not really a nice person, it's ultimately, you know, referring to their mind. Right? So the sense consciousness and mental consciousness are totally different, right? So you see things through your sense consciousness and you perceive through your sense consciousness, and then that, you know, actually inform your mind, your conceptions, and then you will have a conception of what you have seen through your eye consciousness. For instance, if you look at the flower, you are looking at this flower, and then quality of the flower, whether you think this, what kind of flower that you may think this is a beautiful or not beautiful, it is made by the generation of your conceptions. So now, by focusing on one particular object, you have used a non-conceptual mind, which is your eye consciousness, and saw that particular flower, and then you take it that, and then you have generated the thought. And this thought is the mental consciousness. And this mental consciousness is given rise by the eye consciousness, right? So this is, you know, the process of training and the learning and identifying our mind.
Is there an intuition in all this that you talk about in any of these studies? Because here we have the mental, you know, the intelligence, the mental, you know, factors and so forth, but there's also non-conceptual and non-sensory input. It's the intuition. It's something else that comes from, sometimes people here, you know, in the West call spirit or intuition. Do you have that in your cosmology?
Can you say that?
Okay. So far we've talked about a limited, you know, it's the senses or the conception. It's there's more to it than that, as we see in the West. There's intuition, and there's a spirit, you know, that guides us as well. It's not just these two. These two are just, you know, one side of the equation. There's more to it than in the West, and I'm trying to understand it, you know, this whole mental continuum. And is there a part of it that is more like intuition, or you know things, you don't know where it comes from? It's not the senses, it's not your conception, it's something, a different equation. Here we call it intuition.
Intuition is belong to one of the consciousness, no?
You mean intuition, where you know something, but you don't know. You don't know it. It's not. It doesn't. It's not given something. It's not that something gave rise to it from your sense. From your senses.
It's extrasensory type.
Something
thing.
Other.
I mean,
than,
it's a vast
something that you. Something that you know and that you're aware of beyond what's from sensory input.
Yeah, you could be coming from, you know, from a lot of things, but we talk about that in the West, but here we're so far in the explanation we're talking about very limited band of input. We're not talking about the whole possibilities of the mind, different kinds of mind.
You get it? You have to be the transfer to the
Yeah. The more sambasana pana tongma na tokwa na tongme sheba ni na le ya ji pa chui ding so ta khonan zo na je be na ji ga ta chi gresha dan da pa chi logic da bena ta khanda ta khonzo intuition se on de kan le ya den de ji ji ta sheba ma yin be ya yu nge ji ge yu nge bro je be ani a ji chue ji mun zen ji du wa Moran Shedan Jebin, the intuition, the Shebele Shendebe. Shebele Shembe, Yu Jirungi number Jay in Debe, yeah? Yu Jirungi number Jay in Debe, Shebele Shembe, Yu Jirungi number Jay in Debe. And Gaza, the Sheba Karma in Gishi. The Deji, yeah, you debish. The Spirit City Gong, Dakoran, so Spirit City Gong, that didn't Namshi sort of Jere. The end of Chia, the Koransu, the Nalia, the Mangu Yores. Tanganzu and the Tinalia, that talk about the Tommy Shiva singers with Tinde Nalia, the Getchun Jujima Tongumindus, the same in Namjati. And this is Dumoro. And this is
so part of Tommy Nijetin in the Pajach Tongiro. Topa Conova Jacher, the YouTube, and the Damaram Tojiro. It is Nazuina, I think Chad Pajam Wichiro.
So, in our, you know, according to the Buddhist classical texts, and there's no such. Things that exist. So our, you know, apart from either consciousness or matter or the form or the uncompounded phenomena, those are the three phenomena that encapsulate entire phenomena. So if whatever that you believe or whatever that is not encapsulated within those three categories, then we do not believe this as this really exists. So, you know, it must be within those three categories, whether it is consciousness or form or the physical matter or compounded phenomena. So those are the daminduji. So this is uncompounded phenomena. So those daminduji is uncompounded phenomena. So then, as we mentioned earlier, that you know, you will find a vast explanation of the mental continuum and the mental factor in the Buddhist text if you really want to study. As we talked about earlier, the Lorik is the basic, is the foundation teachings on the mind and mental factor. Then if you want to, you know, then go further studies on this basis, then you have a lot to study. You will find a lot about the mental, you know, explanations and, you know, consciousness and so on and so forth. It's all, you know, the mind is always, it's from the beginningless time. It comes from the beginningless time. It's,
you know, it's
no ending and no beginning.
You should say that the dedication is from the beginning of the exactly teaching on page 23, the Mandala offering on page 24, and then skip up to page 28.
Satan, Thank you.